So, coming back to Bodhicharya Avatara, 8th chapter, now we are on stanza number 173. First, now how to exchange in my mind the wishing to, exchange myself with others, or exchange my efforts or wishes to benefit myself alone with my wish to benefit everybody else. Now, first to make a short statement and then to explain. First, to try to find a skillful way of doing it. So, in a short statement, Tete don gandhyana rola dhaki garbhaja Tete don sundhyana yendotata sumarishans. Now, 173. And so it is that if I want contentment, I should never seek to please myself. You know, if I want to make myself really have a lasting joy or peaceful, then I need to cultivate contentment. And in order to develop that contentment, I need to learn that to not say, I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that. To think that if I have this, then I'll be very happy. And then after I have this, and I have this, I should have. So if I just try to fulfill all the desires or the wants of my ego, you can call it if you like, then I will never be, I will never have enough. It will always, something not there yet, something not fulfilled. And so therefore, if I stopped saying that, and if I tried to maintain a contentment that what I have is okay, what I have is good, if I had is enough, that kind of contentment, if I cultivate, then I will be really happy, because I don't want anything more. And if I don't want anything more, that means I have everything I need. And when I have everything I need, then I am totally happy. And then I say, and likewise, if I wish to guard myself of others, I should always be the guard. You know, if I wish well to everybody, if I try to protect and try to support everybody, then I'm guarding myself also. Because if I try to guard myself alone, I will never be able to guard myself anyway. And then, because I separate myself with everybody, therefore I will have doubts, I will have suspicions, I will have fears of everybody. So therefore, I will also always be, you know, afraid. I will be doubtful. I will be suspecting anything and everybody around me. So therefore, I cannot be totally protecting myself. I can't guard myself. So if I mind make it so spacious that I guard everybody, I protect everybody, then I can feel much more safer. I can feel much more guarded. Now to explain this in detail, So in order to death, first we have to let go of too much attachment or craving or clinging to yourself, your body. So that is, to the extent this human form is corseted and saved from hurt, just so, to that degree, it dwindles to a weak and fretful state. For those who sink to such a pass, the earth and all it holds are powerless to satisfy, for who can give them all they crave? Their hopeless craving brings them misery, and evil schemes invade their minds, while those with free, untrammeled hearts will never know an end of excellence. So I want to, if I want to satisfy everything that this body, my senses desire, I too much attached to this body, and if I want to fulfill all the desires or wants of all the senses of my body, then I become very, very sensitive, you know. Too much sensitive, you know. This what I see is not right. It's a little bit this way, a little bit too much like that. What I hear is not right, you know. I want something a little bit better, a little bit, you know, this way or a little bit that way. What I touch, what I, you know, smell, what I taste, you know, and then you become very, very, you know, what can you say? Choosy and never satisfied and always finding something lacking or something less, and I become very, very, you know, spoiled, you can say, you know. You have heard about the story of the princess who could feel a pea under 9 mattresses, you know. We can become like that. So we become zelite, means too sensitive and too much, you know. So therefore, you know, the desire or the greed, if you want to say, if you want to use the greed, because when the desire it becomes limitless, or it is too much, unsatisfied desire is called greed. So when you have greed, then you can never satisfy your greed. You know, it's said that even if you, one person, has the whole earth and what comes out of this whole earth, it can never satisfy the greed, because greed is like, if I have one, I need two, if I have two, I need four, if I have four, I need 100, if I have 100, I need, you know, 100,000, and then like that. So however much I have, it, you know, the greed can never be satisfied. So therefore, you know, it will never be, even you have the whole earth, it wouldn't satisfy. So therefore, nobody can satisfy your greed. And therefore, it will bring lots of suffering and pain in order to, you know, I think that I have to satisfy all my greed and all my desire. And then, you know, I can go after it, I can run after it, I can do all kind of things that will hurt myself in the future, that will hurt everybody around me and all other people. And even if I get every what everybody has, it can never satisfy myself, you know. Therefore, if you understand this deeply, that I can never satisfy my greed, then I have to develop. I have to develop contentment, and that's the only way to bring peace, to bring happiness, to bring satisfaction to myself. You know, therefore, if I can do that, if I can develop a contentment, then only I can develop happiness to myself. So therefore, you know, if you sometimes say that, you know, if you don't desire anything, or if you give up your attachment or desire, that will bring lots of happiness. Most people would not understand, because they think that how can it be? How can it be possible that if I don't have desire, if I give up my, you know, too much attachment and desire, I'll become happy? But that's the fact, you know. And if we understand this, then we are on the first step. So therefore, you know, to explain the importance of contentment. I don't know if I read the Tibetan for the last few stanzas. Chitta chitta lundu na yonsu shungwa chesipa, teta teta shenda na ziri chenchu nyata. Tētā hōngā tēyī yōng, nūpa sānta tāmsi chī dūpa nūpa yōma nā, tēyī dūpa sūshī. Nūmē dūpa nyōmō tō sāmpa nyāpa wā shiā chī. Nā gōngī kāngā tūmē pā tēyī pāntsō sēmē, gōngī kāngā tūmē pā tēyī pāntsō sēmē. Tēyī lūchīn dūpa nā, pēshī kāyā mēsā tē, gōngī yōngō mūtsīn pā, tēyī nūpo zōmbō yīn. So that, like one and a half stanza, I think that already, therefore. Therefore, for the increase of my body's wants, I'll give no space, no opportunity, and of positions, those things are the best that do not captivate by their attractiveness. Maybe that's it. What does it say? Konji kana tumi pa tei pancho semi. Tei lujin de pana peser kaye mazati. Konji yon mazin pa tei lupo zomboyen. So, if I can remain happy, satisfied, and in peace without having to satisfy all the desires of my body and all the, you know, all the things that my mind desires, then only I will have complete happiness and complete peace. And that kind of prosperity is something that inexhaustible, you know, because that happiness or that joy or that satisfaction is not based on getting something, and therefore there is no fear of not getting it. So when you don't have to depend on getting something or not getting something, you can have complete joy and happiness and satisfaction. And that, actually, if you know how to do it, it's very easy to attain, because you just have to let go of all your unquenchable desires and maintain this totally contentment. So therefore it's very easy to actually get. And in the end and in the middle, you don't have attachment, you don't cling to it, you know. If it is, because there is nothing there that you are attached to or that you desire, so therefore you don't have to hold on to anything, you know. You don't have anything to lose, so therefore you don't have fear of losing anything. So you don't have to hold on to anything, so therefore it can't bring any dissatisfaction or misery. And then, at the end, you will not have the suffering of losing, because it's not based on having something So therefore, there's nothing to lose. You know that there is nothing you can lose, or you don't have the fear of losing something, or you don't have, you know, anything to lose. So therefore, there's nothing to get. There's nothing that you need to hold on to. There's nothing that you will have, you will lose, or your fear of losing it. So therefore, it has, you know, that kind of peace and joy of contentment is something, you know, that even the greatest of great, the richest of the richest, the most, you know, richest people, most famous people, most accomplished people cannot get, because, you know, it is something that you don't have to get. It is something that you don't have to cling to or hold on to. It's something that you can't lose. So therefore, the best source of all your happiness is that great contentment. Even if you don't have anything, you have the satisfaction, you have the fulfillment, you are happy. So this is what it says. So I think I'll stop here. And this is, I think, up to 177.